Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Mezekas Tainus Daf Vav, the first parak Me'emesai. Before I begin, just a reminder that our inaugural Grand Chizuk event is this Sunday in Passaic, New Jersey, to celebrate being Mesai Mezekas Rosh Hashanah, as well as crossing the 25% of Shas Maason. It's going to be a great chance to meet other members, learn new strategies, and put a lot of jet fuel in your learning tank as we begin the journey through the next 25% of Shas. There's no charge for the event, which will feature a lavish buffet, music by Mezamrim, and so much more. To register, click on the link in your emails or WhatsApp or email info@zichud.com. Barry and I are looking forward to meeting you there. So the few times we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a brace regarding why the first rain is called Yoreh and the later rain is called Malkosh. Yoreh Shemora Esabrius Lahatir Gagozen. The first rain is called Yoreh because it instructs its moreh, people to plaster their roofs, to bring the produce from the fields and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. Another pshat is, Shemoravis Arts Mashka Adatahom. It's called Yoreh because it soaks its moraveh, the earth, and waters it to the depths. Alternatively, Yoreh Sheyor Benachos Veina Yoreh Bezaav. It's called Yoreh because the rain falls gently and doesn't fall with a fierce intensity. Rabbi Nigle Bar Idi said in the name of Shmuel regarding Malkosh, Davar Shemalkosh Yosen Shal Yisrael. It's something that circumcises. It's mal, the stubbornness, the koshi of Yisrael. Rashi explains that if it doesn't rain, people will do tshuva and chesed. It was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael, Davar Shemalkosh Tvua B'Kasheha. It's something that fills, it's male produce in its stalks, its kash. In a brice it was taught, Davish Yor da Maliwa Svaha Kashin. It's something that comes down on the ears, the Maliwa, and stalks, Kash. Pointer to the Gemara determines that the halakha goes according to Yosi, who said that 3 Yor rainfalls typically come on the 17th and 23rd of Mar Cheshvan and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time of the third rain is needed to indicate when to begin to fast if rain doesn't come. It asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is. Rabbi Zera said in the Darim, for vows, for it was taught in the Mishnah, if someone makes a neder that I'll not get hana from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, he's not permitted to derive hana from it until the second rainfall. Rashi explains that nedarim are determined by common usage of a term. When people say rains, geshamim, they mean the second rain and beyond, when the roads become ruined. Alternatively, the plural form of geshamim implies 2 rains. The Gemara brings 3 additional halachas relevant to the second rain. And point number 3, Rabbi Yavo said, Me'emasam evarchin al geshamim. When does one start to say the bracha over rain? Meshiyetze chasen likras kol, when the chasen has gone out to meet the kol. Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. What's the text of the bracha? You just said in the name of Rav, Modi Menachni Lach Hashem Elkeinu. We thank you, Hashem, our God. Al kol tipa v'tipa shorodet elanu, for every drop that you brought down to us. Rabbi Yochanan finishes the bracha as follows. If our mouth were as full of song as the sea, u'shonenu rina k'amun galav, and our tongue with singing like the multitude of waves, continuing until, let not your rachamim forsake us, Hashem, our God, as it has not forsaken us. Baruch rov ha'odos, blessed are you with many thanksgivings. The Gemara asks if the bracha should say only many thanksgivings and not all thanksgivings, and Rav has said one should say kel ha'odos, the God of thanksgivings. Rav Papa said that since there's a machlokas, both endings should be said. Kel ha'odos v'rov ha'odos, God of thanksgivings and many thanksgivings. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, it was taught in a brace regarding why the first rain is called Yoreh and the later rain is called Malkosh. Yoreh Shemoreh Esabrios v'hatiach gagozen. The first rain is called Yoreh because it instructs its moreh, people, to plaster the roofs, to bring in the produce from the fields, and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. Another pshat is, Shemoravis ha'aretz umashke adetahom. It's called Yoreh because it soaks, it's moraveh, the earth, and waters it to the depths. Alternatively, Yoreh Sheyor Benachos v'ne Yor Bezaf. It is called Yoreh because the rain falls gently and it doesn't fall with a fierce intensity. Rav Nilay Bar Idi said in the Mishmur regarding Malkosh, Davar Shemalkosh Yosen Shal Yisrael. It's something that circumcises. It's mal, the stubbornness, the koshi of Yisrael. Rashi explains if it doesn't rain, people do tshuva and chesed. It was taught in the Academy of Rav Shmuel, Davar Shemalkosh Tavu B'Kasheh. It's something that fills its male produce in its stalks, kash. In a brisa was taught, Davish Yored Ahamalilos Vahakashin. It's something that comes down on the ears, the Malila, and stalks, kash. Pointing to the Gemara determines that the halacha goes according to Rabbi Yosi, who said that the 3 Yor rainfalls typically come on the 17th and 23rd of Mar Cheshvan and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time of the third rain is needed to indicate when to begin to fast if it doesn't rain. It asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is. Rabbi Zera said when the Dorim for vows first taught in the Mishnah, Hanoidra Ada Geshamim, Mishiyerdu Geshamim, if someone makes a neder that he'll not get hanaf from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, Ad Sheterid Rabbi Yishnia, he's not permitted to derive hanaf from it until the second rainfall. Rashi explains that Nedarim are determined by common usage of a term. When people say rains, they mean the second rain and beyond, when the roads become ruined. Alternatively, the plural form of Geshamim implies two rains. The Gemara brings three additional halachas relevant to the second rain. And point number three, Reyavo said, when does one start to say the bracha over rain? When the chasen has gone out to meet the kala. Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. What's the text of the bracha? Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Modi Manachnu Lach Hashem Elkin, we thank you Hashem our God, for every drop that you brought down to us. Rav Yochanan finishes the bracha as follows, if our mouth were as full of song as the sea, Ushanenu Rina Kahamun Galav, and our tongue with singing like the multitude of waves, continuing until, let not your rachamim forsake us Hashem our God, as it's not forsaken us, Baruch Rov Ha'udos, blessed are you with many thanksgivings. The Gemara asks if the bracha should say only many thanksgivings and not all thanksgivings. And Rava said, one should say Kahodos, the God of thanksgivings. But Papa said that since there's a Malchokas, both endings should be said. Kel Hodos, Varov Hodos, God of Thanksgivings, and many thanksgivings. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Dav Vav, and our standard Simmon is a sword, because a sword is very straight, and a Vav is very straight. So there you go. Sword is our Simmon. Here goes. The man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a bracha on the rain as he stood in a puddle, with droplets coming down and splashing up. Once again, in slow motion. The man who finished plastering his roof with his sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, which reminds us that we learned different pshatim of why the rains are called Yorah u'Malkosh. One pshat for Yorah is Yorah Shemoris Abrios Lahatiyach Kagosen. The first rain is called Yorah because it instructs its Moreh people to plaster their roofs, to bring in the produce from the fields, and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time of the third rain is needed to indicate when to fast, but it asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is, and Rabbi Zera said, l'nedarim, for vows, for osad na'mishnah, anodur adagashamim, mishiyerdugashamim. If someone makes a neder that he will not get hanaf from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, he's not permitted to derive benefit from it until the second rainfall. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a bracha on the rain as he stood in a puddle with droplets coming down and splashing up. Which reminds the Gemara asks, when does one start to say the bracha over rain? When the chasen has gone out to meet the call, Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. But Papa said that since there's a malchus, whether the end of the bracha for rain concludes rov hodos or kel hodos, both endings should be said, kel hodos v'rov hodos, God of thanksgivings and many thanksgivings. So once again, the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a bracha on the rain as he stood in a puddle, with droplets coming down and splashing up. All right, now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Dav Beis, so the Siman Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house. House, that must mean we're on Dav Beis, bias. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah says, Me'emes Hemas Kirin Gevuras HaGashamim, when do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashim Ruchim and Geshem, instead of simply saying, Me'emes Hemas Kirin Al HaGashamim, and answers, based on two psukim with Heker in it, connecting rain to creation, that just as creation was done with Hashem's power, so too rain is associated with power. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person daven with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, which reminds us that we learned that rain must be mentioned in the Shemona Esri, but the pasuk, "Avos Hashem Elokechem u'avdo b'chol levavchem," to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all your heart. Ezo hi avodah shehi b'lev, which service is done in the heart? Ve'yomer zo tefillah. This refers to tefillah. And immediately after that pasuk, it's written, "V'nasati matar artzechem bi'ito yoreh u'malkosh," and I'll provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. And related to this, Rabbi Yochanan says, said, Shosh Mavtechus Biyado Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, there are three keys in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shel Nimsur Biyad Shalich, they were not given over to a Shalich. They are Mavtech Shel Geshami, Mavtech Shel Chaya, Mavtech Shel Tchias Amesim, the key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of Tchias Amesim. And in the West, they also say, Af Mavtech Shel Parnasa, also the key of Parnasa. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Which reminds me, because our base is ruling that we start to mention Gevuras Geshamim on the first day of Sukkos from the mitzvah of lulav, which is done during the day, and not from nisach hamayim, which may be brought also at night. Daf Gimel, so the siman Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men leading a caravan of camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, which reminds us, there was Tana Brisa Batal Baruchos Luchim Chachamim Hazker. With regard to dew and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting, he makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Imbala Hazker Mazker, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. We learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav during the drought. So the men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, which reminds us that we learned that winds are never withheld from the pasuk that states, Ki ka'ar baruchos ha-shamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem, for I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, ka'ar ba, like the four corners of the earth? This is coming to teach us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Keshem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael. Keshem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too cannot exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. So the men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains, which reminds us that wind that appears after a rainfall or clouds that appear after rainfall or sunshine that appears after rainfall are all beneficial like the rain, and snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, that must be more on Daf Dalet, door. The young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, which reminds us of more bringing statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, a young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, meaning once his name becomes known, he grows in prominence. He also said, when a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the person who would let him in, which reminds us, three people asked Shlomo Kohagan improperly, and two were answered properly, and one was answered improperly. Eliezer and Shlomo asked improperly, and were answered properly, whereas Yiftach answered improperly, and was answered Shlomo Kohagan improperly when his daughter was sent his way. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minyan begin to mention rain on the first day of Shemini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain, and concludes that once one begins mentioning rain in the Musaf the first day, he doesn't stop. Daf Hay, so the Simur Daf Hay is hay, a haystack. So here goes. The field of hay, that must be more on Daf Hay. The field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, which reminds us that the Gemara asks how the Pasuk can say that your rains fell in Nisan when they usually begin in Mar Cheshvan, and answers that the Pasuk is referring to the miracle that occurred in the times of Yoha Navi, when your rains fell in Nisan after many years of famine, and stalks that usually take 6 months to grow only took 11 days. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that there's a Yerushalayim Shamala. For the Pasuk states, Yerushalayim habunuya kir shechubra layachtav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, where a young Nebi went prematurely gray, was on his way up. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the Pasuk could say that old age came suddenly on Shmuel when he only died at the age of 52, and answers that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made him prematurely age by making his hair turn gray so that Shmuel would pass away before Shaul's death, so no one would suspect Shmuel of wrongdoing. The Gemara goes through Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbon for doing so. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldem Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning. Before I begin, just a reminder that our inaugural Grand Chizuk event is this Sunday in Passaic, New Jersey, to celebrate being Messiah, Mezekos, Rosh Hashanah, as well as crossing the 25% of Shas milestone. It's going to be a great chance to meet other members, learn new strategies, and put a lot of jet fuel in your learning tank as we begin the journey through the next 25% of Shas. There's no charge for the event, which will feature a lavish buffet, music by Mizamrim, and so much more. To register, click on the link in your emails or WhatsApp or email info@zichru.com. Barry and I are looking forward to meeting you there.